Have you ever felt that gnawing sensation when contemplating a major life change? That moment when you realize your carefully constructed path no longer aligns with who you truly are? This is exactly where Kate Swoboda found herself on an ordinary December morning when she suddenly understood she couldn't continue her corporate career despite having hustled for years to achieve it. What makes her approach revolutionary is the fundamental premise: fear isn't something to overcome, but a natural companion to meaningful desire. Rather than pushing through fear with willpower or positive affirmations, which rarely work long-term, we can develop a systematic approach that works with fear rather than against it. Fear follows the same cue, routine, reward pattern as any habit. When we feel afraid, cue, we typically respond with avoidance behaviors, routine, to get temporary relief, reward. By changing the routine portion of this loop, we can transform our relationship with fear without trying to control the uncontrollable. The courage habit consists of four interconnected practices: accessing the body, listening without attachment, reframing limiting stories, and creating community. Project manager Alexis applied these when advocating for heart-centered workplace communication. Rather than silencing her fears, she learned to recognize physical fear responses: chest tightness, shallow breathing, shoulder tension. She developed a respectful relationship with her inner critic, questioned assumptions about executive responses, and built a supportive network of like-minded colleagues. This framework honors both our emotional and rational aspects, embracing human messiness instead of pursuing impossible fearlessness. When your current path falters but alternatives remain unclear, connect with your most courageous self, not a distant ideal, but an authentic part already existing beneath fear and conditioning. The Liberated Day exercise helps by envisioning living fully as this self in extraordinary detail without realistic constraints. This shifts courage from occasional brave actions to a way of being. Yoga instructor Shay discovered her badass courageous self, transforming her teaching from gentle platitudes to authentically challenging students. Her classes became consistently full, and her courage extended to ending a relationship with a commitment-resistant boyfriend and accepting opportunities like co-teaching in Bali. "I feel like I'm being myself," she concluded, perhaps the simplest yet most profound definition of living courageously. Most people worry their fear experiences are uniquely unfixable, but research has identified four common fear routines: the perfectionist, the saboteur, the martyr, and the pessimist. The perfectionist is driven by chronic dissatisfaction and the need to do everything better, often overperforming while hiding imperfections. Though appearing successful externally, they often feel exhausted, angry, or disconnected from their true selves. The saboteur pattern involves taking two steps forward and one step back, making sustained progress impossible. They bounce between interests, struggle with commitment, and frequently change jobs, homes, and relationships. The martyr routine manifests as relentless self-sacrifice and people-pleasing. Martyrs focus so intensely on serving others that they neglect their own dreams, using self-imposed obligations as excuses for why personal desires are unattainable. The pessimist routine centers on the fundamental belief that things simply don't work out for them, which becomes their reason for inaction. Identifying your predominant fear routine gives you power to stop living on autopilot and begin untangling yourself from the cue, routine, reward cycle. The first step in the courage habit is accessing the body, tuning into physical sensations to recognize when fear is present. Most people try to combat fear with logic, ignore it completely, or internally shout it down. These strategies might provide temporary relief, but fail long-term because fear isn't logical, it's primal. Janelle, a mother of three, initially sought coaching for adult conversation during her day. She struggled with snapping at her kids despite daily promises to stop. Deeper exploration revealed she was constantly overcommitting to appear as a team player to colleagues, particularly as the only woman on her team. Her fear manifested as urgency, an intense bodily sensation driving her to tackle small, unimportant tasks while avoiding larger priorities. The body scan is a simple 5-minute practice. Start at your feet and move upward, asking each body part, "Hey, what's up today?" No pressure, just curious. Common fear sensations include gut churning, bodily tightness, inability to concentrate, feeling like a deer in headlights, or sensations that defy description. When photographer Taylor contacted me for coaching, she initially thought she just needed help staying focused after a year of major life changes. After beginning our work together and practicing accessing the body, Taylor identified her predominant fear routine, pessimism. As she practiced accessing her body, she became aware of a persistent critical inner voice telling her she couldn't run a business. This inner critic voice represents our internalized voices of criticism that often parallel those who raised us or our fear routines. Here's the big secret about the critic. It won't go away just because we want it to. It thinks that by criticizing you, it's protecting you. Underneath the condescension and intimidation, the critic is actually scared of change, rejection, and failure. The most effective tool for working with critic voices is the redo please approach. When Taylor's critic made harsh comments like, "No client will hire you if you sound like an idiot," she would respond with, "Redo, please. I'm open to hearing this, but it must be respectful." Through this process, Taylor developed a powerful fierceness that showed up in every area of her life, fully claiming her legitimate desires and her worthiness of them. Research confirms social support is essential for habit change. Charles Duhigg notes that transformative life changes usually involve communities, sometimes just one other person, who make change believable. Your courageous community isn't necessarily a single group, but a network of courage-based relationships where people practice courage and work through fear together. These connections require identifying people who demonstrate vulnerability instead of image maintenance, optimism instead of complaining, empathy instead of advice, compassion over critique, and kindness over tough love. When we practice courage, it naturally spreads to others. Janelle taught her children to access their bodies during arguments, listen to each other, request redo please for unkind words, and reframe limiting stories about conflicts. An authentically happy life contains both messy, unfinished moments and beautiful ones where you follow your soul's calling. Growth continues throughout life, with the most courageous work involving honest self-examination and changing course when needed. The fundamental question is whether you'll choose to identify and shift fear-based living to create your courageous life. We can release people-pleasing, overcome self-doubt, and trust our capacity to find better ways to live by looking honestly at fears and practicing courage. The courage habit isn't just about achieving specific goals. It's about creating a more authentic, vibrant way of being that honors both your fears and deepest desires. What would change if you treated fear not as an enemy, but as a compass pointing toward what matters most?